This is Ted Kennedy. It's time to do more in the struggle against Alzheimer's disease. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, there's no crueler disease than Alzheimer's. It destroys the human mind. It deprives the elderly of their golden years. It robs husbands and wives of one another, sons and daughters of their parents, children of their grandparents. Now a study by the Congressional Office of Technology Assessment provides information and ideas for action. Losing a Million Minds, the study is called. It's a summons to action for everyone concerned about catastrophic illness of the elderly. Medical care ought to be available to diagnose and treat the disease before it reaches the point of no return. Research should be expedited to find the cause and seek a cure. And families deserve protection against the devastating financial burden of long-term care for their loved ones. Wouldn't we all be better off, Bob, if we gave Alzheimer's disease the same priority you're giving Star Wars?
Ted, I agree with you that Alzheimer's disease is a tragic affliction that deserves our attention. And that's exactly what it's getting. From the National Institute of Health, where our top scientists are engaged in the latest research. From Medicare and Medicaid, where home care for patients has been expanded. And from the National Institute for Mental Health, where part of the administration's $71 million commitment is being spent to beat Alzheimer's disease. Ted, I'm surprised you weren't aware of the big news on the research front. An experimental transfer of kidney tissue to the brain seems to reverse the dreaded disorders of Parkinson's disease and may also be the key to one day curing Alzheimer's. It's a start, Ted, but let's continue to do more. This is Senator Bob Dole. It's time to honor some brave Americans, our ex-prisoners of war. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.